This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author and historian Peter Frankopan. His new book, The Earth Transformed, an Untold History. Here the professor looks at 4,000 years ago, 2000 BCE, and the trade routes that connected the city-states and the empires for transfer of ideas, of trade goods, yes, inventions, wisdom, philosophy, and what clearly exhibits globalization, 2000 BCE in the Bronze Age. Professor Peter Frankopan, more of this tonight. Thank you.
No, I think some of my colleagues will get very overexcited about the word globalization because it clearly means something in the modern world that is different to the past. In the past, connecting the Americas to each other and also to the other great continents of the world is obviously a different story, but one can talk about long-range connections linking Europe, Africa, and Asia going back thousands of years. And I think that if one is willing to be relatively generous with the idea about what globalization means in terms of exchange, we can chart that through the exchange of goods, and we can exchange that through the exchange of ideas, which are a little bit more tricky to always pin how they're moving and how they're being spread. But we can also test through linguistics and genetics. And those kinds of things tell us a wholly different picture of what is going on around about 4,000 years ago. Those rise of those cities in competition with each other, often in conjunction with each other. But one of the things that's most interesting is that the glue between these cities and the key driver for these cities is their connection often to nomadic peoples who are the conveyors and the vectors of long distance goods, ideas, technologies, and so on. So ideas about bronze, different kinds of cereals, different kinds of rices, are being transported not by city dwellers, but by nomadic or mobile peoples. And of course, mobile peoples don't just travel distances. They have access to protein sources through their livestock, dairy, of course, textiles from the wool and the leather from sheep and horses, etc. And so this world that rises together, one can talk about, I think, in a globalized system. Obviously, the distances are huge and the connections are never from one side of the earth to the other. There are a series of dots that are all buzzing together all the time, and sometimes more intensively than others.